It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and as we continue on a Friday morning, joining me in the studio now is Amelia Pruitt. She serves as marketing coordinator for the City of Marquette's Community Services and Office of Arts and Culture. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to get you in to talk about something coming up this weekend, coming up tomorrow, the Marquette Art Tour. What is it and what's happening?
So the Marquette Art Tour is a self-guided tour of, we've got 12 locations listed and a couple others with special events going on, and it's all around town, and it's an opportunity for you to explore our creative community.
Okay, so if people want to take part in this, what are the hours and how can they maybe find out who's all on that list?
Yeah, so it's an open house style event from 11 to 5, and all of the participating organizations are listed on the MarquetteCompass.com.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about where this all came from. I mean, it sounds like an evolution of some other things. Years ago, there was the art stroll in Marquette. There's been various other types of public activities like this, but what was sort of the history to get to the Marquette Art Tour?
Across the country, there's art tours and downtowns, and so this group was taking inspiration from a Portland First Thursdays, and you may recognize the First Thursdays title.
Right,
that's been,
right.
This will be the fourth year. So that same group decided, well, let's consolidate it all to a spring and a fall event. And then, yes, we have also done art stroll in the past, but that's obviously a big thing to coordinate
sure.
each year. And so we've combined forces, all of the above, and it's something the community obviously wants and something that our partners have been able to put together.
So why is it important from the Office of Arts and Culture standpoint to do this kind of a showcase event?
Absolutely. So it's a really neat thing, actually, even looking at the art stroll and how that really was putting artists in businesses, but now it's grown to almost 10 years later, we have enough venues that are dedicated to showcasing art, that those are really the highlighted locations. And so from a city standpoint, it's really neat to see how our city has grown to support those creative businesses and how they're thriving, and not just downtown, but throughout the city.
Yeah, it's interesting because this is a combination of galleries, but also shops and other spaces that have a focus on arts and cultural programming. But, you know, how do you kind of coordinate all of that to make sure everybody that, you know, wants to take part can, and people can get a chance to experience it?
Right, so we're acting as a nice neutral party. So we have a lot of wonderful businesses, either galleries or even just personal studio spaces, and they're all super busy with their own thing, right? So our office is really dedicated to creating these resources and connecting those creatives with the community and vice versa, and acting as that neutral space. And that's where that Marquette Compass website comes in, and then our office as well as a physical resource.
Yeah, that MarquetteCompass.com is a good source to find out information about all of the things that you're doing with arts and culture, with the office and beyond. But you're out there, you're doing a lot of different things. We've got Art Week coming up in summer and all of the various other things. Are you looking for maybe help or volunteers? Are you there to give information to people that may have more questions about arts and culture in the city?
Absolutely. So right now we're located in the lower level of the Peter White Public Library, and you're welcome to stop on down anytime and check in. And we're really great at being able to chat with you and see where your interests lie and how you can best fit into the community. And we connect you with all of the wonderful businesses, nonprofits, and individuals that make this community so creative.
We're talking with Amelia Pruitt with the Office of Arts and Culture in the city. We're talking about Marquette Art Tour. It's coming up tomorrow. Give everybody the vitals and how they can find out more.
So Marquette Art Tour, you're going to start at 11 a.m. and it's going all the way till 5 p.m. You've got 12 locations listed and even more with some special events. So be sure to check it all out on themarquettecompass.com.
It certainly sounds like it's got an opportunity to check things out. Let us know how it goes, and please come back and talk a little bit more about things going on with arts and culture in the city.
Will do, Walt.
All right. That is Amelia Pruitt, Communications and Marketing Coordinator, City of Marquette Community Services, and with the Office of Arts and Culture, talking about the Marquette Art Tour tomorrow from 11 to 5. And if you missed any of this interview, we'll have our website at sunny.fm.